Blog Talk Radio.
This is Fernando again on the Blog Talk Radio. It is Sunday night once again. Welcome to my show. For the next hour, you're going to be spending time with me. We're going to be talking about some current events, news, and odd news that are maybe you can participate. You can call 347-884-8125 in the next 59 minutes. We're here live from Bolingbrook, Chicagoland, or Chicago area right now. We're going to be covering on this day also. I know that I haven't been covering that. But most of you kind of like that, right? That's right? Yeah. We're going to be covering that pretty soon. Also, some news and some odd news. We're going to be doing that, some politics. Maybe talk about some politics. And again, you know, that the descriptions of my show says, that we're going to be talking about news and current events through biblical perspective. Plus, we're going to be talking about, are you an enemy of God? Because you might not know. It's a good way to find out. It's a good way to find out. And if you are, how do you reconcile and become a friend of God? We're going to be talking about that. Plus some music. He's going to be playing some Liz Toussaint. Liz Toussaint is a Chicago native that she does the country. She sings country music. And we're going to be playing that. I know. I think I'll play the something they called, what do you call that? If I Had a Gun. I know that having a gun is a bad thing, but this song is about having if she had a gun. Also, that's it. That's all we're going to be talking about tonight. And so we should be able to squeeze that within the next 57 minutes. Let's move on. And today is the 27th of June. That is right, 27th of June. Man, time does fly, man. 27 days ago, it was just the 1st of June. That's stupid. So next week, we'll be looking at the month of July. The 4th of July weekend, actually. Yeah, 4th of July falls in a Sunday. So we're going to have a good weekend for you guys. So those of you that likes to barbecue and have a good time, you know, mingle with friends and families. The weather, if weather permits, you know, I should be able to go outside, maybe have, a couple of the barbecue ribs. No alcohol for me, though. Yeah, alcohol is for Lulusar. All right. Where's my cue here? Here we go. Covering on this day, If you want to participate on the chat room, go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. If you have an iPhone or a handheld device like Blackberries or whatnot, if you have Wi-Fi, if you have any browser-enabled phone, you can go to m.blogtalkradio.com and then /TheFernandoPoniente Show. You should be able to stream my show live, and also if you missed this, if you're not going to be able to do it, you can podcast it. That's right, podcast it. Just, you know, come back to the blogtalkradio.com, the Fernando Poniente Show. Just pick today's date and listen to it, and we should keep going here. June 27th. It's June 27th, 19. No, it's not today, but June 27th, 2010, today. 934, and on this day, actually June 27th, this is back in 1950, President Truman ordered the Air Force and Navy into the Korean War following a call from the United Nations Security Council for member nations to help South Korea repel the invasion from the North. That happens June 27th, 1950. If you want to grab a pen and paper, this is what we call the meat, red meat. You learn something here. On this date in 1844, actor Mormon leader Joseph Smith and his brother Hiram were killed by a mob in Carthage, Illinois. Man, that is tragic fate for them. They were killed by a mob in 1844. So you can see the Mormonism still continues, even though it's a false doctrine, a false teaching, a false religion, it still continues. 1893, the New York stock market crashed on this date, on June 27th, 1893. Hold on a second here. Let me get, I forgot all about my co-host. I'm sorry. All right, my co-host, straight from the studio, right next to the Disney studio. I hope it's new Miley Cyrus or Selena Gomez. Coming around there, or the Tamagotchi group.
Tamagotchi. Yep. Tamagotchi.
Oh man, the Tamagotchi man, Dan. It's in town. I heard so.
Yeah, it was.
Keep your eyes peeled for the Tamagotchi band. All right, now I lost that. Where are we at? Okay, on this day. Have you been paying attention? Are you writing stuff down? Because this is good stuff. You're learning a lot of stuff in here on this day. You know, 1844,
yeah,
I said earlier. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when the Mormons came and talked to me a while ago, I thought they said in 1914 that's when Joseph Smith had that prophecy unburied. And I thought the stock market crashed in like 1930-something. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe I have it's wrong, or maybe there's two stock market crashes.
Maybe it was the first one. I don't know. I know it was 1920. But this
mm-hmm.
is, if you go to, if you guys want to know my source, you can go to NewYorkTimes.com.
Okay.
You know, so I don't know. It could be. I might be.
Maybe they got their facts wrong.
Maybe
the Mormons have their facts wrong.
Maybe Mormons, yeah, the Mormons guys are trying to cover that. It's because it's killed by a mob. I mean, it's, hold on a second. Let me get additional. Okay. All right. Just bear with me here. Also, I mean, the Wikipedia, you can't really count on the Wikipedia. Yeah, died on June 27, 1844.
Wow.
At the age of 38, he died. He was mobbed, the gangster killed him. And I'll still continue on. We are trying to squeeze this, all this stuff in there in less than, 45 minutes. But 1957, more than 500 people were killed when the Hurricane Audrey swam through the coast of Louisiana and Texas. 500 people were killed in 1957. On this date, another tragic event that happened. In 1980s, in this date, President Jimmy Carter signed the legislation, reviving draft registration. In 1985, the draft. Oh, a lot of people did not like that. We're going to fast forward to 2001. Actor Jack Lemmon died at age 76. You know that guy from, Grumpy Old Man, right? Jack Lemmon died at age 76. Mm-hmm. And in 2003, on this day, more than 705,000 phone numbers were registered in the first day of the National Do Not Call list aimed at blocking unwelcome solicitations from telemarketers. Yeah, I think I was one of them, I think. Anyway, 2005, BTK serial killer Dennis Prager pleaded guilty to 10 murders that spread fear across Wichita, Kansas, beginning in 1970. and he later actually received multiple life sentences. How could you have a multiple life sentences? How do you do that? How could you get a sentence to, you know, multiple lives in prison and you only live one? I don't understand that.
Maybe if he comes back, you know, like if he dies, maybe they could say that a technicality, you know, like if he died and they brought him back to life.
And then they can kill him again. Okay, that's good. That's a good analogy there, Don. But anyway, last but not the least, actually 2008, on this date, North Korea destroyed the most visible symbols of its nuclear weapons program. The cooling tower on its main atomic reactor in Yongbyon, only to announce in September they would restore its nuclear facilities. Those are just, maybe they just did that because, you know, we gave them money to do it. Anyway, current birthdays. Who's having a birthday today? A lot of them. To all my Facebook friends and also MySpace and Twitter followers, happy birthday to those having their birthdays. You know, your flesh. Your, what do you call it? How do you say that?
Your earthly birthday.
Yeah, your earthly birthday.
Your fleshy birthday.
Happy birthdays. Happy birthdays to you guys. You know, these. Anyway, the current birthdays for the, for those famous people, actually the, I don't know if you guys know all that, Ross Perot, actually died in age of 80. He's a business executive, and is also a former presidential candidate, actually, for having a birthday today. Yeah, that's right. Also, Bruce Johnston on the rock musician, you know, the Beach Boys, he's actually 68 today. And the fashion designer Vera Wang is actually 61. Also, the Spider-Man, actually, Tobey Maguire. Spider-Man turns 35 today. Wow, he's 35 years old, same age that I am. That's pretty cool. 35 years old, huh? Yeah, that's. But anyway, those are the birthdays. Remember mentions for the birthday. Let's go into. I don't know what time I'm. We have about 7 minutes into the hour, and we're gonna go. We switch to what we call it a. the odd news. Odd news. Here we go. This odd news actually is looking into this today. Struck by lightning and mauled by a bear. This is the same day. Let's read on. This is guys the minister, Minister Rick Oliver, and if he ever decided to stop believing in God, he said it would be quite understandable. Why would that be? Anyway, because Oliver is either leaving proof that the man upstairs worked in a strange and unusual way, or he's just one unlucky fellow. Okay, before I read on in that, I just want to make a quick comment in that. Obviously, if people, or whoever wrote this, not read of Job. You guys just, you know, he got struck by lightning and also mauled by a bear. Earlier this month, he said this guy, Oliver, is actually 51, who lives in a 17-acre farm near Raleigh, North Carolina, was mauled by a black bear in his front yard and ended up with the gouge in his wrist. It's so deep that blood spewed like a hose onto his farmhouse floor when he took off his bandage. According to the newsobserver.com, the attack occurred in the middle of the night when Oliver was up six, seven elbow. He heard a distant rustling and decided to take care of the noise. And when he turned to investigate, he was dealt by a heavy blow. And he said, "I heard this strange huffing. And the next thing I know, I've been run over and stepped on by a bear." That's got to be a big bear. And Oliver's daughter took him to the emergency room, they said the cuts were so deep that ER doctors couldn't kind of sew him up. You know, instead they bandaged Oliver and told him to keep pressure on those cuts. Oliver compares the experience being struck by lightning. That would be an apt metaphor if it were a metaphor. is that thing is 4 years ago, Oliver was struck by lightning. So that's 4 years. It's not like the same day.
Okay.
Or even that. You know, even that. If it were the same day, I mean, would that be enough not to believe in God? I don't know.
What? Oh, he's saying he can't believe in God because of that?
No, because I'm saying that he said, the author is saying that, you know, because he's a minister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, you know, he's either living proof that a man upstairs works in a strange and unusual way, or he's just an unlucky fellow, because he said if he ever decide to stop believing in God, it would be quite understandable.
That's not good.
Not good.
Well, that's like
that's
a
what I'm saying.
Teacher.
Obviously,
wow.
Obviously, he has not. This author or the author of this news actually, whoever did the news actually has not, you know, or does not believe in God, or that has not read the book of Job, because, you know, what happened to Job in the book of Job?
He all his kids died, and then he became so sick. I mean, like, his kids died, and all his wealth was taken from him, you know, on the same day, I think it was. And then after that, he got really sick, you know, sick, like, with boils, that he was, like, picking them off. You know, and that's like, that's bad, you know, that's hard. I mean, not bad, but that's hard. And God was trying to prove to Satan, you know, hey, this guy loves me, not because he's wealthy, not because he has a lot of, you know, kids, or, you know, it's not because he has good health that he loves me.
That's right. That's right. So let's move on in. That's like the analogy in there. I mean, it's not, you know, the guy says, is this enough to not believe in God? No. I mean, what would you want to do? Just, you know, it's like I said, he's mauled by a bear and he was by lightning 4 years ago. You know, and this some idiot wrote this and says, you know, if he stopped believing in God, that would be understandable. We people would understand. Yeah, you guys are an idiot. But anyway, Tennessee police actually said that home intruder sleeps on couch. This happened in Tennessee. The guy actually arrested a man who fell asleep after breaking into a house or a home. The newspapers in Tennessee reported that the residents returned home and found a 22-year-old man asleep on the couch. Maybe he's drunk. Anyway. But anyway, the investigator says that from the county sheriff's department said officers determined that the man once lived in his residence but had been asked to move. He said he broke into a window and kicked into the door and home while nobody was there on Thursday. So, yeah, so they believe that he used to live there. He just got kicked out. So he just broke in. So,
yeah.
You know.
Not like some stranger,
kind of,
right?
I don't know. Yeah, no, it's not a stranger, so it's not a weird or odd news, you know.
Yeah, unless it was abusive person.
Yeah, maybe. He said he broke into a window and kicked in the door while nobody was there on Thursday, and deputies arrived and took him to the custody or without incident. He was charged with vandalism and aggravated burglary. So, yeah. How would you react if you find, you know, coming home, there's a guy sleeping on the couch and you don't know who he is?
I think that I would pray.
I'll call right away.
They say get out of the house right away.
No, call a cop right away.
Well, first of all, if I don't know the guy, it's kind of like a Goldilocks story. Goldilocks and the Three Bears, you know. But if you know the guy, and then he's like, maybe he was like abusive and like, or, you know, one of like types like start fights, and then he's on the couch, and then he might be tempted to be like kind of like concerned, you know, why is he in there? But then if you try to keep open mind, maybe he's just tired and he didn't have anywhere else to sleep, so he broke in.
I know. All right, so some of the callers up. If you guys want to participate, just press 1. If you want to participate, just press 1. And also those people out there, if you're near a phone, you can call 347-884-8125. Also, Skype. Also be able to call, accept Skype. If you have a Skype account, you want to call in. just click on that Skype button there, and you should be able to connect through the show. That should be no problem. Also, if you want to the chat, there's chat room's open right now. It's on blogtalkradio.com/the Fernando Poniente Show. You should be able to find that. Also, there's a chat room right in the bottom there. You should be able to come in if you have any questions or if you want to participate. Once again, this is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. We have about an hour show. So we have, 40 minutes into the hour. And what we're going to do is go ahead and continue to read the news and current events today. I know that's, and also we're going to do some sports. You know, I haven't been covering sports recently because I'm looking for a sportscaster actually to be able to do sports, you know. I know I've talked to several guys, and I have one candidate actually. I called him today, let him know that the show. But you know, we're so tight on schedule right now. And, I can't pay him, you know. And also, we'll do one show in a week. So hopefully in the future, if you know God allows me to do it, I want to do the 3 days a week, like I used to do, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you know, but again, those are just, I'm just, you know, doing a wishful thinking, kind of a, you know, what if, but anyway, let's move on. I'm like, not making sense here. Move on with the, actually the oil slick, you know that oil, that oil spill, that massive oil spill that happened in the Gulf Coast?
Yeah.
And actually, so they're saying it's actually closing in onto the Louisiana coast. They should be there like in 3 weeks. Really, it's really creepy. If you look at the picture, it looks like it's just, you know, there's some dark matter that is just creeping into the coast. It looks like an invasion of some. And the actual government says, official said, it is the first major threat. In the Grand Isle, Louisiana, and this, you know, it's taken 3 weeks. This is massive, massive. It's like, man, it's a lot. And they also described as a tremendous plume by the official on a direct course in the Gulf Coast in 24 to 48 hours. And it says the slick photograph by a cameraman aboard. And a chartered helicopter is actually 20 miles out in the Gulf, but headed towards the land. It's said to be a 32 miles long and several miles wide, with fingers of thick crude stretching in a different direction, both in sea level and below. That is creepy. Creepy, creepy, creepy. That guy, you know, the government has something to do with that. I don't know how they're going to clean that up. I don't know how they're going to do that, but I don't know, just... Only God knows. This is a threatening oil slick. I don't know how the Obama administration is going to tackle that and how are they going to fix that. There's a California man here that says a real game comparison to Jason Bourne. I don't know if you guys wanted to be with Matt Damon's Bourne Identity, you know. The movie, actually, just looking at the news right now, there's an actual mysterious ex-con, Dros, an actual comparison to Jason Bourne in that movie, because they said they came out upon the startling and mysterious scene when they showed up in the Luxor apartment in Los Angeles in April while investigating a call about a gas odor, and the door was barricaded, a cache of loaded weapons, including AK-47, sat next to the mosaic. Depicting the CIA seal, they found equipment by counterfeiting money, high-powered binoculars, were trained in the U.S. Federal Reserve building next door. Ooh. Wow, maybe the Jason Bourne or whatever, that kind of movie, you know, does happen. Because they found, they found a guy that exactly is doing just like that. Maybe we should ask him. We should, like, maybe give him a call and ask him. Have you seen a movie, Bourne Identity, yet?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yes. I briefly, vaguely, I mean, remember it, but I've seen it. Why?
You've seen it. Oh, because if they say, you know, it was like a CIA and ex-CIA and all that, you know, mercenaries and assassins and killing people and all that, and it says the, there's that mysterious, what they call mysterious ex-con. That's what it goes in comparison to Jason Bourne and the movie, you know, Bourne Identity, because they found a lot of similar items that you would find, you know, stuff like CIA seal, you know, like high-powered binoculars and all that, AK-47. Yeah, so, anyway, so they follow the next, they actually hunted a guy, and actually he slipped out of the fire escape moments earlier, so he can evade, he can easily evade him. And actually drew a comparison to fictional character or agent Jason Bourne. Police would eventually find a man, a guy named Brian, hiding out in his girlfriend's apartment less than a mile from where he fled. But 3 weeks on, detectives are still trying to figure out just who he is, what plot they may have thwarted, and whether he was a lone wolf or part of a larger group. The guy's arrested, and his trail has been harder to follow because he used at least two fake names. That's awesome. Not awesome, but it's just like, well, that, you know, there's actually a person like that, you know, like Jason Bourne, that, you know, he can skate, he can run, he can, you know, I mean, like, he can, you know, go see a movie, you know, how, like, they, you know, it's, like, really cool, he can fight this really, you know, hand-to-hand combat and all that, and it's, yeah, anyway, I'm just thinking, you know, I want to be like that man. But anyway, no, I don't want to be like that man. I want to be a servant of God. That's what I want to do. Okay, six-year-old wild girl is actually, you know, he's not only a six-year-old. I mean, come on, he's just put on the no-fly list. That means, you know, she can't like really, you know, go into going in the plane, you know, when he goes to the airport, and then her name will come up and she won't be able to fly. A six-year-old girl. She's from Ohio, and her family, they learned, actually, her daughter was on the Department of Homeland Security's list, the no-fly list. Mm. And, the girl's name is Eliza. And they were traveling with her parents when a ticket agent notified the family that she was on the list of restricted flyers. And they were like, they were puzzled. And they were, and I said, what, this 6-year-old, man? Why would you put her on the six, on a no-fly list? And like, what could she possibly do? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She's on the, I guess, was, you know, put on a terrorist list. So that's what you want to do. Maybe I want to check that out first. I don't even know how to check that out. Maybe I'm on a no-fly list. I don't want to end up just like, you know, trying to go on my vacation or something like that. Oh, sorry, sir, you're on a no-fly list. Oh, man.
Right, like spend $10,000 for tickets and then find out you can't go.
Then you can't go. You're put on a no-fly list or on the restricted flyers.
Maybe you should make sure you get a refundable ticket, not a non-refundable, a refundable.
Mm-hmm.
You don't lose out all the money if you are.
And here's the worst part. And it says when the family actually tried to clear things up with the Homeland Security, the Department of Homeland Security and all that, and they said they got a letter, received a letter notifying them that it could not be changed.
Wow.
I don't understand that. So, and this has been flying since everything, you know, since 2 months old, and then there hasn't been an issue or anything. And he said, in fact, that they traveled to Mexico in February, and there was no issues at the time. Transportation or TSA told the news source that the girl never had any problems before the, you know, what they call the secure flight program. Secure flight program. Let's them 6-year-olds, you know them 6-year-olds, they're dangerous.
Maybe somebody
man.
Else has named that.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like a name. It's a common name and last name. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
one of those, not like my last name or my name.
Was your last name common?
Common in the Philippines where I was born, or maybe in Spain, or I don't know. But what I'm saying is, it's not like one of those, like Middle Eastern last name, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. like 100% or 99.9% of them people hijack the plane, but anyway, it's not, that's what I'm trying to say. It's just a 6-year-old with, I don't know. So they say the watch lists are an important layer of security to prevent individuals from known or suspected ties to terrorism from flying. That's what the TSA says.
Mm-hmm.
And the family is actually trying to make another plan to appeal to the Homeland Security. So, I mean, let the 6-year-old go. I mean, come on. Seriously? A 6-year-old in a no-fly list, because he might be dangerous.
Maybe, but you said that it's based on if they have any ties, so maybe the parents are, maybe they're watching the parents, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they put
the
kid on there because some parents...
Put the parents
in no-fly
list. Oh! I mean, what are you going to tell a 6-year-old? What are you going to tell? Say, I'm sorry, honey. Yeah, the TSA says you can't fly because you might be dangerous. Why, Daddy? Why? Why am I getting more love? I guess you're going to have to stay with your grandma. Oh, come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
Mm.
That is just wrong. All right. It is 33 minutes into the hour. We're going to take a break here for a couple minutes. We're going to play some songs. And when we come back, we're going to be tackling some Bible, some Bible stuff. You know, things like... Are you an enemy of God? And how do you know? How do you know if you're an enemy of God? We're going to tell you if you are, because if you haven't bothered checking, if you haven't checked the Bible, that if, where you fall in, are you a friend of God or an enemy of God? If you are, how do you reconcile and become a friend of God? We're going to be tackling that on the next segment, and we're going to be taking a break. And once again, just come back. 347-884-8125, that's the number you got to call if you have any questions regarding the topic, the Bible topic we are going to talk about. And once again, this is Fernando and Fernando Poniente Show, and this is Liz Toussaint, If I Had a Gun. Again, Liz Toussaint was in, she was here in Fernando Poniente Show a couple months ago, last year, actually. So this is kind of one of the surprise guests. You can find her and Liz Toussaint on Facebook. She has a Facebook account and also a group of fans in there. I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, Liz Toussaint. Here she goes. If I Have a Gun, we'll be back.
Daddy said, ain't no single mother or too safe in the world these days, and you need to be prepared just in case somebody else tries to come and break in your place, just this little weak case. But I declined, cause the man who broke in my house, he just stole my wine.
This is Ken Pettigrew, host of the Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veterans.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
Hey, y'all, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show. Y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Kim from ChickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniatti Show.
Keep talking. See, you were going in and out before.
I was, okay. But anyway, can you find a Bible verse on the episodes? Are you an enemy of God? What is the answer to that? Are you an enemy of God?
What?
Can you hear me?
Can
you hear me now? Yeah. Okay, can you hear me now? So what I'm saying is, now, are you an enemy of God?
Yes.
You are an enemy of God?
Oh, I thought you said, am I a friend of God?
No, I'm an enemy of God. Questions, Cantagler. The first question is, are you an enemy of God? The second question will be, if you are, how do you can become a friend of God? That's what we're going to tackle. So, hear me out. Are you an enemy of God?
No, not anymore.
Okay. What is the proof in the Bible? To find out, if a person says, how do I know? How do I find out if I'm an enemy of God? Show me another verse. Show me the Bible that stands to that.
Okay.
I don't have my notes here, so.
Do you have
your notes
there?
Do you have that? Because I have notes in front of me. Did
we get my notes? Because it's best to have the Bible verses, because when we're just teaching and telling people something, and there's we don't have Bible verses ready, how do they know? You know, I mean, it's best to have Bible verses. So the first one would be because some people call like friend. They use the or are you talking about enemy right now? Right? How to find out if your enemy? Okay. Let's go with the Colossians chapter 1 verse 21.
What does it say?
I'm flipping there. Doesn't say I'm flipping there. Okay, it says, and you that were sometime alienated.
Give me the verse first.
Okay, Colossians chapter 1, verse 21.
Okay.
And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled.
Okay. All right. I think I found my other doubt. Okay, that's proves that what?
That we once were enemies of God.
Okay. And what else? Can you read? Hold on a second here. Read that verse.
And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled.
Okay. You have the Tagalog version in there? You want to read that?
Huh?
Do you have the Tagalog or the Filipino Tagalog version?
Opo. Tagalog,
okay.
Yes. Want me to read it?
Filipo. Read that, po. Filipo.
Okay. At kayo ng nakaraang panahon ay nanyahihiwalay at mga kaaway sa inyong pag-iisip sa inyong mga gawang masasama.
Masasama
means wicked, right? And that's the verse. Oh, masasama means reconciled.
Okay. All right. So, again, you know, are you on, it talks about the being an enemy of God. Are you, I'm asking again, are you an enemy of God?
And I once was. Also, let's, how do you know, like, what's a wicked way? Would you like me to read that verse? What's
sure,
a wicked
go ahead.
Work? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to there. If you want to flip through your Bible, it is at Galatians chapter 5, verse 19.
Okay.
All the way to...
Go ahead.
21, okay.
Okay.
Now the work...
Are we done? Loud and clear, please.
Okay. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That means, you know, you're not going to be able to inherit the kingdom of God if you're doing those things that are mentioned. That is correct.
Right.
So that makes you, if you're doing those things, the lasciviousness, heresies, you know, all the things that are mentioned, you are the enemy of God.
Right.
Am I correct?
That's correct. Even if you just do one.
Not inherit. If you get to do one, you will not inherit the kingdom of God if you are. I mean, most of them, those are things mentioned are the worldly things.
That's right. That's right. Like, things. Even strife, that means if you fight with your sister or your brother just once, that means that you're an enemy of God.
So we find out. So we know that
that's right.
We are, you know, like you said in the verse, that we are, you know, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. So we find out that you are an enemy of God. The question is, if you are, how do you reconcile with him? How do you reconcile with them? Because there's a step have to be made. You know, if you find out, you found out that you are an enemy of God, you want to reconcile with them. Right?
Okay. You know, that's right.
Reconciling with them doesn't make you a friend of God right away.
That's right. That's
so you
right.
have to then become a friend of God. And then the third step is becoming a friend of God. So how do you reconcile with God?
You can find that in Book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
Okay, what
so we're reconciled by the death of Jesus Christ.
By
and
the death,
through
by,
his
by
life.
Jesus shedding his blood. He reconciled
right.
with God the Father. That is right. Through his Son who died on the cross for you, yours and mine, unite sin. That's how we reconcile with God. Now, how do you, though, so we find that that's how you reconcile, acknowledging the death of Christ who washed away your sin.
Mm-hmm. And then, not just acknowledging, but accepting, because even demons believe. Diba, right? Diba po.
Right, diba, yep. Mm-hmm. So there's, I'm sorry, thank you for correcting me. So anyway, not just acknowledging, but accepting that you know, Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sin.
Right.
The question is, how do you become a friend of God?
Right.
What is the thing? How do you reconcile with God? Acknowledging, what I'm trying to say is acknowledging your sin, all the sins that were mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And then accepting Jesus Christ who died on the cross for your sin.
Right.
And then you become friend of God.
Mhm. And
that's right. I mean, that's what is the proof in the Bible that by obedience to God we can be His friends. You can read John 15:14, please.
Okay. That would be, it says, Book of John, chapter 15, verse 14, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you.
So command, whatever that's Lord, I mean, God's commands you that, you know, that you should
that's
follow.
That's right.
In order for you to become friends.
That's right.
That's correct. Am I missing that, or is that what it says in the Bible? Can you read that loud and clear, please?
Uh-huh. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you.
What?
Is that loud and clear?
Ever. That's loud and clear. Thank you. Thank you. See? That's how you're going to become friends with God. I mean, if we all may find, or, you know, you call friends here on earth, that, you know, friends is a really good, you know, what do you call that? Noun. if you go in a dictionary and find out what's the meaning of descriptions or synonyms of friends, and the dictionary should find, you know, a lot of things that goes with it, a lot of things attached to it. You know, even when I was like growing up, having friends, there's a lot of, you know, friends would actually, you know, I mean, they say, hey, you're my friend. They'll say, you're my friend. I'll catch a bullet for you. You know, you'll do this, and, you know, they'll do that, and, you know, but they just all talk, you know.
That's right.
You need things you can call friends, and then you're trying to borrow money. It's like, you know, you're trying to call them and, hey, do you pay friends? You know, I'm literally tied up right now. If I lose my car, it's like, you know, can I borrow some money? I don't know, man.
That's right.
They're not there for you. They're not there for you. So it's just like, you know, and also it's easy to get friends. I mean, the people like refer you to, the, hey, these are my friends. Or my friend, I have a friend over there. Or I have a friend over here. I mean, even like on the, right now on Facebook, social, you know, on the social network and stuff. You know, MySpace, Friendsters, and all that stuff. And they call each other friends, you know.
Yep.
Hey, can you be my friend on Facebook? You know, so easily, like, you know. But this is not the same friend or relationship where we're talking about between you and God.
That's right.
And if you read Proverbs 18:24,
please bear with me as I...
Mm-hmm. 18:24,
Okay.
Yeah.
It says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer. It says sticketh closer than a brother. Would you like me to read that?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Out there is going to tell you that is, you know, closer to a brother. You know, it's like when I was thinking, it's like growing up in the Philippines, you know, friends and, man, I would rather, you know, or not, or even here, but, you know, back in the day before I was, before I started, actually, you know, starting going to church with my twin church, but actually friends was more, you know, important than my family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was closer to my friend than my family, which I was wrong. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that is, you got to do that. You know, if you obey Jesus Christ's commandments, you obey God's commandments, and you can be friends. We can also qualify, again, as I mentioned, we can also qualify to be friend of Christ. You know, so we become friends of Christ. So what's the question is, what next? If you read John 14, 23, you know, we're gonna ask what's next. Now, you know, like I'm following his commandments, you know, his teachings, and you know, what's next? John 14:23.
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
That's right. That's nice and clear. It tells you right there. You know, when you become friend of Jesus, you know, that he would show you love. Love just like, you know, more than a brother. More than a brother. The Father will be with you. That's what he said. The Father of God will be with you if you friend Christ.
Yep.
You know, follow all his Christ commandments. The only way to do that is to follow his teaching. So who's the teachers right now that will tell you, that can tell you all Christ's commandments? I'm asking you, Don. Who's the teacher right now in our time that can teach you, can tell you all Christ's commandments?
Brother Eli Soriano, he knows a lot of Bible wisdom, even things that other preachers can't explain. Just straight from the Bible. It's not just one or two Bible verses that he gives, and then a story. He answers real questions that people have, and
that is right.
And that's all with Bible verses.
So we cover that to all the listeners. We covered, are you an enemy of God? We found out that yes. 99.9% of those, you know, people that are listening right now, all through on my listeners, you know, that you are an enemy of God, except to those who are in faith. You know, I mean, sometimes you do have to check your, you know, looking about what the Bible says. You know, you might think that you're, you know, you're doing good. I'm not an enemy of God. I know I've helped people. You know, I do this. I mean, why would God do that? But he clearly states in the Bible that you are.
you know, if you love the world, you know. And also we tackled that if you are, you know, how do you reconcile?
Mm-hmm.
You hear how to reconcile that and became, become friend of God. And that's the
right.
topic that we did today. But, you know, hopefully next time we're going to be, you know, we'll tackle another topic on the, about Christ, you know, how people believe that he is a man. Next time we're going to be doing that. Do you believe that he's a man? So in order for you to be saved, you do have to believe that he's God, not a man, that he's God. So once again, I know that, you know, I might not have the ability to explain some of these things on the Bible like clearly, like this things on, or like Brother Ellie and Brother Danielle can do. I just want to apologize and, ask for your forgiveness for that. Also, if you want to go to if the slow things here is like you're telling me, like, you got 90 seconds, so try to hurry up. Anyway, livestream.com/Eli Soriano, that is the website you have to go to if you have any questions or if I missed out on things here. Brother Ellie, do the Bible exposition or Q&A about the Bible every Wednesday. That's an 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also follow Brother Ellie on Twitter, twitter.com/BROElieSoriano. And that's it for tonight. Don, you have about 30 seconds. Wrap it up. What did you learn?
I learned about how to... when people are enemies of God, what makes people an enemy of God, how to be reconciled is through Jesus Christ, and how to become a friend of God is accepting that Jesus mm-hmm. died for your sins and that you need to follow his commandments, not man's commandments. So that's what I learned.
All his commandments and all Christ's commandments. How are you going to find, or how are you going to know all Christ's commandments? How are you going to learn all of that? Through who?
You need to read the Bible and pray. And if you're not sure something's in the Bible, you can ask Brother Ellie Soriano or try to ask Fernando or me, and we could try to answer.
That's right. That's it for today. And my friend, I'm signing off. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. Once again, I am Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. How weird.